It's going. Okay.
There's a sefer called, there's a kuntras called Mesos Dodim from Rav Pinchas Friedman, the Shvili Pinchas. And in the back of this volume, which he put out for his daughter Gittel's wedding, there's 17 ma'amarim on marriage, things related to a chasana and dancing at a chasana, explaining really one gemara. And then in the back, there are 12 ma'amarim on Parsha Shmos, which have not yet been published because there's no Shvili Pinchas on Shmos yet. But there was an amazing mimer that I want to say over Baal Peh in Mimer Zion. Okay, so it's Kuntres is called Mesos Dodim, and in the back, this is Mimer Zion from the Shvili Pinchas on Shmos, which I guess Mirz Hashem will be published. It could be it was published in one of the yearly volumes. I mean, he writes, Pinchas Friedman writes, for those who don't know, he writes a weekly mimer in Chassidus. He's a Chavrusa, the Belzer Rebbe, and really one of the biggest, I think, Bami Machshava. And really someone who gives over Pnimis HaTorah in a very, very Mesudar way in Eretz Yisrael. He's a person you can go to for Shabbos. I know people have been there for Shabbos. You call him. You can, like, invite yourself to his house for Shabbos, which is unbelievable. He speaks English. He's a very special Jew. He comes to America sometimes. We should go to visit next time he's here. Okay, so this is Mimer Zion. He asked the following question. Moshe, in Parak Gimel, of yesterday's Parsha, Moshe sees the famous image of the Snem. A malach appears to Moshe, v'labas eish mitoch hasna, v'yar v'hinei hasna bo'er ba'ish v'hasna inenu v'ka. V'yomer Moshe, asura na v'eres, amara ha-gadol hazeh. I need to understand what this is. Madu lo yivar hasna. V'yar Hashem kisar l'ros, Hashem sees that Moshe turns aside to look. V'yikre lev elokim mitoch hasna, v'yomer Moshe, Moshe, v'yomer hineini. V'yomer al tikrov halom, shal na alecha me'al reglecha. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. And Moshe is very intrigued by the snap. And the question is, what's the pshat with this snap? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want with this imagery of the snap? And the question becomes that much stronger when you realize that a few psukim later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to explain mafurash to Moshe Rabbeinu what the plan is. Right? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting, hey, what's the pashup pshat in the snap? The Medrash says the pashup pshat in the snap is that Moshe is walking around with a question. Moshe hasn't been with Klal Yisrael for a little time now, and he has a question. What's his question? Are Klal Yisrael going to make it? Right? When I left, it was really bad, and it's probably only getting worse. And Moshe's question is, maybe Shema, this is the lesson of the Medrash, Shema yu ha-mitzvim b'chalin es Yisrael. Maybe the Egyptians are going to consume Klal Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds with this image, right? This image of, no, hasna inenu ukal. Hasna is boer ba'ish, but hasna inenu ukal. So just like the snah is not consumed, Klal Yisrael aren't going to be consumed. That's the pashup shot in the snah. Right? And Pinchas Friedman explains that there's two types of fire. There's an esh shalmata, a lower esh in this world that burns things up. And then there's an esh shalmala, there's a heavenly fire that doesn't consume. So Hashem showed Moshe this image of a heavenly fire not consuming the bush. Right? But the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're about to explain it a couple lines later. Meaning, if Moshe is not sure, is Klal Yisrael ever going to get out of Mitzrayim? Well, let's just keep reading. Hashem says to Moshe, Parak Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, Leich ve'safta ezikne Yisrael, and tell them, the Jewish God is coming, and Pakod Pakadati Eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to save you. Chazer, the remez that we shared by Slichos is here. Pakod Pakadati is Gemashri Atav Shanayin Ches. So Mirtz Hashem, which is Zochet Tegula. Yep. So, va'omar, and tell them, A'ale Eschem me'oni Mitzrayim. Right? Moshe is about to have a conversation with Hashem. So you could say that Hashem is a good teacher and some people are visual learners. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to not just convey his idea with words, but he made a picture. Sometimes a picture makes a roshim. There are some students who absorb the material much better when there's pictures, as opposed to just, you know, hands-on learning. Okay, could be. But it doesn't really answer the question. Right? What was the image of the snap? What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu getting at with this snap? And again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to explain it clearly, so then why present it in this way? So to explain this, since Friday was the Yahrzeit of Bnei Yisachar, it's very timely, Rav Pinchas Friedman tells the following story. Okay, it's from the Sefer Eser Tzachzachos, which I have in my hand. And in the Sefer Eser Tzachzachos, which is a collection of different things from different tzaddikim, in the eighth entry, Ma'areches Ches, the entry for Tzvi Ali Melech of Dinov, the Bnei Yisachar, he tells the following story. Listen to this Maisa. Shemati mipi Rav Gadol v'Kalosh. I'm going to read it inside. Ki pam achas hilshinu al Rabbeinu Moreinu Harav Tzvi Ali Melech, etzel Harav HaKadosh Moreinu Harav Rav Naftali Mirapshitz. They once came to the Rav Shitzer, who was 23 years older than the Bnei Yisasar, and they told him bad things about the Bnei Yisasar. Some troublemaker started saying Lashon Hara about the Bnei Yisasar. Okay. V'nasa Reb Tzvi Elimelech the Rav Shitzer. So the Bnei Yisasar felt he has to go to Rav Shitzer to try to appease the Rav Shitzer. Here the Rav Shitzer was machped on him. He was very nervous. He was very frightened. So he comes to the Rav Shitzer, and he's sitting by the Heilige Shulchan HaTar of the Rav Shitzer, sitting by the table of the Rav Shitzer. And he's sitting there at the table, and the Rav Shitzer turns to him and he says to him, "You know, biyosha kol davar mashenimtza ba'olam, af min endomim tomeach chai medaber. Everything in the world, inanimate objects, plants, chai medaber, animals, people, everything. How does it exist in this world? Hinei rak hachiyos dekedusha sheyeshbo hu ha'ma'amida. Things in this world only exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyas to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish lebriya every second of every day." Right? I always think that's the reason Hashem programmed us to breathe. That every second we realize that there's, it's mamish every second, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem's pumping life into you. You only exist, and in a second, if Hashem wanted, everything would go back to tohu vavohu. So he says everything exists in the world because of the chiyas in the, that's within it. And the Rav Shitzer said to the Bnei Yisasar, he says, for example, that Kiddush cup, that goblet, right? That cup that's on my table. It has a chiyus, right? And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu removed the chiyus, or the tzaddikim, who also give chiyus, when a Rebbe teaches Torah, when a Rebbe gives Eitzah, when a Rebbe davens for the Hasidim, right? The Rebbe also gives chiyus to the people who surround him. So he says, the Rav Shitzer says, you know that we, right? I guess referring to himself, have the ability to remove the chiyus from an object, such as that cup. And as the Rav Shitzer said that, the cup disintegrated into dust. So it's run. Mamish, right in front of his eyes. So he understood, the Bnei Yisasar understood what the Rav Shitzer was saying is, listen, young man, I heard some bad things about you, and you should just know, right, that if I want, I can make you disappear. That's what the Rav Shitzer was basically saying to the Bnei Yisasar. So Bnei Yisasar was very nervous. The Heilige Rav Shitzer said such a thing to him, and Imamish, you know, proved it. He made the cup disappear on the table. Imamish disintegrated on the spot. So the Bnei Yisasar said back to him the Father. He said, there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, warm yourselves by the tzaddikim. You should warm up, right? Mishchamim keneged oran shel tzaddikim. But be careful. Be careful with the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik has a kolach. Like Rav Shitzer just demonstrated. Shenishichasa nishichas shual. Mishnah, the second parak of Avos. Right, that the bite of a tzaddik is like the bite of a fox. Akitzasan akitzas akrav, and their sting is like the sting of a scorpion. V'lechishasan lechishas saraf, and their hiss is like the hiss, right, of a poisonous snake. A saraf is a very dangerous snake. Okay, so be careful. Be careful with the tzaddik. The tzaddik could sting you, could bite you, could destroy you. That's what the Rav Shitzer just demonstrated. So the Bnei Yisasar said, even though a tzaddik has the ability, he has kochos, and he could be toveya, and he could be makbid, and again, the Rav Shitzer was makbid on the Bnei Yisasar. He was very upset at him. He said, however, you shouldn't, Rebbe, you should have rachman or something. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Sneh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, what does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Take off your shoes. Yeah? Shal na'alecha me'araglecha. Take your shoes off your feet. So the Bnei Yisasar said to the Rav Shitzer, he said, Na'al, nun ayin lamed stands for the Lashon in Pirkei Avos, Nishicha, Akitza, Lechisha. So Hashem was saying to the Manik, to the Tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. That even though you have the ability to sting and to bite and to hiss and to attack, right, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. Sha'af Gam Shi'ish Bekocha Linshoch V'Lakot V'Lachosh, even though you could use, again, Nishicha to bite, Akitza to sting, Lechisha to hiss and to shoot venom. Him calls that Tosir Mimcha Regila Zos V'Kalafsa. Right? Shal Na'alechem Ya'Raglecha. It shouldn't be rugged by you. So Rebbe, you know, maybe I can be one of your exceptions. Right? Go easy on me. It's the Rav Shitzer. Even though the Tzaddik, I understand this. Be very careful with the Tzaddik. But lo tishtamish b'zeh neged shum bar Yisrael chas v'shalom. Don't use this against the Jew. The Tzaddik has the ability to strike, but please have rachmanis and don't use it, and don't use it against the Jew. So Pinchas Friedman says, it's a Gevaldik story. It's a very powerful story. But we have to try to understand it now within the context. Right? Meaning, the Bnei Yisasar uses this to protect himself from the Rav Shitzer. He said, Na'al is Rashi Tevos, Nashicha Akitza Lechisha. Very nice. But how does it fit into Moshe Rabbeinu seeing this image of the snare, the snare and Ukal, and how does it fit into the larger context of what was happening in these psukim? So Pinchas Friedman quotes from the Sefer Yitav Panim. Yitav Panim was the Satmar Rebbe, the grandfather of the Divrei Yahu. Right? No, that's the Yismach Moshe. Yitav Panim is Yekusil Yehuda of Satmar, and his son was the Kedushas Yom Tov, and then the Kedushas Yom Tov's two children were the Atzei Chaim and the Divrei Yahu. We all titled them. Right, so the Yitav Panim, he writes a very interesting thing. I think it's pronounced Panim, Yitav Panim, I think Panim. He says the following, and it's part of a big sugya that I think we've discussed in the past. Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Lamed Dalet, Sur Meira Va'ase Tov. And the question is, how do you tie to the Pasuk? How do you read the Pasuk? Sur Meira Va'ase Tov. So, let's learn Pashup Shah. And the Tzaddikim talk about Pashup Shah. Sur Meira Va'ase Tov, a Jew has to stop doing bad things before he has a right to do good things. Sur Meira, stop doing negative things. And then, once you've, so to speak, leveled the playing field, then you have a right to start building. Then you could build an edifice of Kedusha. But if you're still wallowing in the dirt, you got to get out of the dirt first. Sor Meira, get out of the negative. And then a person can come to Asei Tov. He quotes, for example, the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Ish mizaracha ledorasam, asher yebo mum, lo yikrav lakriv lachem elokav. A Kohen who has a mum is not allowed to serve, right? If you have a mum, then you can't do avoda. So when a Jew has a spiritual mum, and we've done things to create a negative state of being, we have to first correct that before we have a right to do positive things. Because otherwise my whole life becomes a whole contradiction. I have to learn to have self-control. I have to stop negative behavior, and then I have a right to start doing positive behavior. I'll tell you an amazing mice I heard this past week from Steinman. Rav Steinman once called, he summoned into his office, he summoned him, the editor of the Yated Ne'eman, we had a kesher with. He summoned him into his office, and he says, I heard my ridiculous lashon hara about you. He says to the editor, he's thinking, what could I have possibly done? It was so bad. Steinman called me to his home to come to meet with him. He said, I heard my ridiculous lashon hara about you. So he says, Rabbi, what did you hear about me? So he said, I hear that you smoke. They told me you smoke. So he says, yeah, it's hard to give up that habit, you know. Yeah, it's true, Rabbi, it's true. Shiva, it's true. I smoke. So Steinman said to him, so he said, let me tell you the following. He said, a person has three dimensions by which he interacts with the world. There's machshava, there's dibor, and there's maisa. There's your thoughts, there's your speech, and there's your action. Which is the easiest to control? Your action. Right? There's a piece of cake on the table. You're not supposed to eat it. You're trying to watch your weight for health reasons, right? The easiest thing to do is just so don't eat it. You can control. It's harder to control what comes out of your mouth. The Chafetz Chaim says the Kadosh Baruch Hu programmed us to speak very quickly so that Talmud Torah can get kulam. Of course, the flip side of that is the Tosefta and Peah that says Lashon Hara can get kulam. So it's much harder. Sometimes I spoke too soon, right? People say that. I didn't think before I spoke. Okay. So it's harder to control in speech. The hardest, obviously, is to control your machshav. What pops into your mind is the hardest to control. So Steinman said to him, so I heard my ridiculous lashon hara about you. He said, I heard that you smoke. So if you smoke and you can't even control your actions, then I can only imagine what you must say, which means I can only imagine the types of thoughts that you have. If you can't control your actions, it's the easiest to control, then all the more so you can't control your speech, and for sure you have bad machshavos. And therefore, Rav Steinman says, so therefore, if you can't control your machshava and your dibor and your ma'isa, Rav Steinman banged on the table, so he said, so you're garnished, garnished, garnished. You're garnished, garnished, garnished. Machshava, dibor, ma'isa, garnished, garnished, garnished. So the editor said, he took out his cigarettes, he broke them on the spot. He said he never smoked again in his life. And he said, not only did I never smoke again in my life, he said, I didn't even have a taiva. I didn't even go through withdrawal. I had no struggle. He said, Rosh Hashiva said it in such a clear way. Right? Sor meira va'aseh tov. If I can't control my actions, then I certainly can't control my diva, I can't control my machshava. Yeah. So the pashup shot is, I don't have a right, right? Again, a baal mum doesn't have a right to bring a carbon. If I can't fix my negativity, then I don't have a right to be able to think in positive things. Sidur HaShel Shabbos, or Chaim Chernovitz, and Ber Mayim Chaim. And the Sidur HaShel Shabbos, and the first Shorash, it's divided into Shorashim, Anafim, and then leaves. Right? So in Shorash Aleph, Anaf Gimel, Olahei. Okay, it's in Shoresh Aleph Anaf Gimel Olahei. He quotes B'Shem one of the tzaddikim. The Gemara in Kedushin Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. What does the Gemara say in Kedushin Yud Gimel Amid Aleph? The Gemara in Kedushin says in Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Kol She'eni Yodeya B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin. A person who's not an expert, who's not informed about Gittin and Kedushin, Lo Yehei Lo Eisak Yimahin. He should have no involvement. If you don't know about Gittin and Kedushin, so everyone asks in the Gemara, shouldn't it be Kedushin before Gittin? Mm-hmm. Why is Gittin before Kedushin? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Okay, so they say to be right. What's harder, to be Masadar Kedushin or Masadar Get, which is more challenging?
Masadar Get.
It's much more serious, right? So they say it could be, right? When the Gemara says Gittin and then Kedushin, it's talking about what?
Divorce.
It's talking about right, a person
second
who
marriage.
A second marriage, exactly. When there's going to be a Gittin that's going to lead to a Kedushin, that's more serious. Obviously, the normal order is Kedushin and then Gittin. But the truth is, you have the same question on Shas. What's the order in Shas? In the Seder of Daf Yomi, what's the order? Gittin, then Kedushin. The question is why? Why does Gittin come before Kedushin? Look at the Rambam's Hakdama to Perush HaMishnah, where he goes through all the Masechtos and explains the order.
It's Yartzeit.
Right? It says Yartzeit today. That's why I accidentally mentioned it. That's right. It's Yartzeit. It's the Yartzeit of the Rambam today. So the Sidur HaShul Shabbos says, Gittin the Kedushin is exactly the same in Sor Meira Va'asei Tov. A person who doesn't know Gittin and then Kedushin, then don't be involved in anything. If you don't understand that you have to stop negative behavior before you do positive things, then don't waste your time. Don't be involved in mitzvos. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to you, the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun, Hashem says, I don't need your rasha, I don't need your mitzvos, I don't need your avoda. What are you talking about my mitzvos, my Torah? You have all these averos. You have no right to use my holy Torah. So therefore, Gittin has to come before Kedushin. A person has to get out of negative behavior before he has Rishus to be Osek in positive behavior. Okay, one more example. The Rapshitzar. In the Zera Kodesh of Rapshitz, in Parshas both Kitetze and Kisavo, he has it in both places, he brings from his father. The father of the Rapshitzar was Rav Mendel of Linsk. So he brings from his father an explanation of a Pasuk at Tehillim. Beautiful Pshat. Also again, Sur Meira has to come before Asei Tov. Tehillim Kuf Chav Zayin. Shav lachem mashkime kum. I'll say it a few times if you want to write it down. Ma'achere sheves. Shav lachem. It's foolish for you. Mashkime kum. Those who are quick to get up. Ma'achere sheves. Ma'achere sheves. Who sit around late. The end of the pasuk is Kein yitain liyedido shena. Kein yitain liyedido shena. He gives to his beloved one sleep. It's interesting. Shreina on the pasuk is spelled with an aleph, shin nun aleph, but it means sleep. Right? So foolish, it's a waste. Shav lachem, it's foolish for those who mashkime kum, who get up early, ma'achre sheves, who sit up late, ken yitin liyedido shena. So he should give to his beloved one sleep. So the Rapshitzar says, b'shem his father, we know that when it comes to mitzvos versus averos, right? There's sheva al tasa, that's avoiding negative. And then there's kum va'asei, get up and do. So shav lachem mashkime kum, how foolish it is those people who are mashkime kum, that they're involved in kum va'asei. Ma'achere sheves, and they push off, they delay sheva al tasa. They're not focused on sur meira, but they think they can just go straight away to asei tov. I have a right to do whatever I want. You have a baal, you're a baal mum. You have all these averos. You didn't clean up your mess. So now you're going to pretend to do something good? Right, first clean up the garbage. Right. The room's filled with garbage and you're setting the table for a fancy meal. You gotta get the garbage out of the room first, so it's gonna look ridiculous. Yeah, it's like Rav Yisrael Salanter used to say, the Chafetz Chaim quotes, just a quote from Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael Salanter said, a person who has like a chumrah in one area, when he's not a well-rounded Jew, is like a person who walks down the street with a beautiful hat, but he doesn't have pants. Right? So the hat is not only a sign of beauty for him, right, but he looks ridiculous. He's walking around naked with a fancy hat. The hat makes him look even sillier. So when a person's has an imbalance in that way, so he looks foolish. So it's the same idea here. A person, shav lachem ashkime kum, foolish are those people who think they can just kum va'asei, ma'achre sheves, and they push off the sheva al tasa, kein yitein liyedido shena. What's the end of the pasuk? So he says, it's based on Shir HaShirim Parakei. What's the famous pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Ani yeshena v'libi er. Right? So we say to such a person who's inverting the whole system, Hashem should give you Shena. What is Aniyah Shena versus Libier? Aniyah Shena means what? Put to sleep your Yetzirah, and then Libier to do mitzvahs. So we give a bracha to this foolish person who's trying to invert the whole system. Shav lachem mashkimekum, foolish person who thinks you can just do Sheva al Tasa. We give you a bracha, kinyitin liyadido Shena. You should go to sleep. You should put your Yetzirah to sleep, and then Aniyah Shena v'Libier. Once your Yetzirah is sleeping, then you have a right to go weiter. So this is how many tzaddikim explain. We've had shirim on this topic in the past. Sur Meirah comes before Asay Tov. However, there are big exceptions to the rule. And the first, the ultimate exception to the rule, the first and ultimate exception to the rule was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were on the 49th level of Tumah. There was no time and there was no way possible to clean up the mess. They had to get out. The Arizal, the Siddur Arizal, in the section on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Arizal explains very famously, the Pasuk in B'Shalach, where the pasuk says, "Lo yuchal ismameya klai yisrael," right? "Velo yachlu lismameya." They couldn't wait a second longer. It doesn't just mean that they didn't have time to bake their bread. It means they were on the 49th level of tuma, and in another second, that would have been the end of klai yisrael. There was no way possible for them to sur meira before asay tov. They had to just get out. They had to somehow be pulled out through positive. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them mitzvos. Hashem went straight to mitzvos. Hashem gave them mitzvos mila and mitzvos pesach. What mitzvah? What do you mean mitzvah? They're not shayach to mitzvahs yet. They have so much mess to clean up. Klal Yisrael had a lot of averos that they had to deal with. They weren't big tzaddikim at all. They're the 49th level of tumah. So clean up the garbage first. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the only way to get out, there's no time for that. We have to make an exception. That sur meirah, you're going to get out of the dirt, out of Mitzrayim, through asay tov. So Hashem gave us two mitzvahs. He gave us mitzvahs pesach, and he gave us mitzvahs mila. And he said, you got to run. So now coming back to the Yitav Panim, going back to the Satmar Rebbe, the early Satmar Rebbe, says the Yitav Panim, he says, that's what it means, Uposach Hashem ala Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the opening. Hashem passed over the opening of the Jews. He passed over their homes. What does it mean? Uposach Hashem ala Pesach. There's a normative halachic way that a Jew does his avodah, Sur Meira ve'ase tov, in that order. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the opening. Hashem says, we're going to skip over the whole Sur Meira thing. We're going straight to ase tov. He skipped over the opening. He reversed the order. Right? He allowed them to first jump out of Mitzrayim. Pasach ala Pesach. He skipped over the Sur Meirah and went straight to Asay Tov. Yeah, what do you want to say?
So maybe that's also Naaseh v'Nishma. Naaseh first.
And right, Naaseh v'Nishma. Right. So we'll have to see if we still paskin Sur Meirah and then Asay Tov. It's a deacon who said that that's the only honest derech in Avodas Hashem. Okay? But says the Yitav Panim, that's what it means to Pasach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem reversed the order. Hashem skipped over the normal opening and said that we're allowed to go straight to what? Straight to Asay Tov. He gave us mitzvos, even though we still had such tumah in Mitzrayim. The Yitav Panim says, and other tzaddikim mean this as well, that's the Indian of Kadesh Orchatz. By the Seder, why is Kadesh before Orchatz? You would think Orchatz first wash away the negative, and then Kadesh, then you're Shaykh to Kedusha. You can't be a Kadosh if you're still dirty. But again, every year, he says, Pesachim Kuftav Zayin Amud Beis, Chayiv Adam Liras Es Atmo, Ki Ilu Hu Yatsum Mitzrayim. And the same way that they left Mitzrayim through Asay Tov and then Sur Meirah. So too, Kadesh comes before Orchatz every year by the Seder. This also explains why on the night when they left Mitzrayim, the Zohar Kadosh says in Parshas Bo, Laila Kiyom Yair. It was a night that became day. Again, what does it mean? Normally, in Jewish law and in Jewish thought, night comes before day. Shas opens up, Me'emesai Karnes Shema, Arvis. We start with night. Arvin. We start with the night, and then we come to day. Right? Night precedes day, means what? Sur Meira. First you got to battle the darkness, and then Asay Tov, then you can have light. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Laila Kiyom Ya'ir. Right? The Zohar says, based on the Pasuk and Navi, the Zohar says it was as illuminated, it was as sunny and as bright as a hot, clear summer day in the Tkufas Tamas, is the Lashon of the Zohar. Amish, a summer day. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, there's no time to deal with darkness. We have to go straight to light. Again, that's Pasach Hashem ala Pesach. It's going straight away. Now, where's the exception in Halacha to that?
Kodshim.
By Kodshim, you have day, and then it's followed by night. So what do you think that means? That's why by Yartzeit of Rebbes and Tzaddikim, sometimes the minhag is to sort of like for bring or to commemorate the art site at the end of the art site, right? Meaning like today, let's say today is the 20th of Teves, the art site of the Rambam, right? So the Hasidim of the Rambam, right, wouldn't necessarily have a get together last night for the Rambam; they'd have it tonight, right? Transitioning from the 20th into the night. Why? Because by Kodshim, by holy people, The night follows the day. So, so to speak, the Yahrzeit is by day, and then we continue into the following night, even though it's already, again, a normative halachic thinking. Tonight is the 21st of Teves, but that's how it works by many tzaddikim and many chassidim. So by kodshim, it goes the other way around. So what does that mean? If light means ase tov, and night means sormera, so what does that mean by kodshim, by a holy person, what does that mean? So Pinchas Friedman says, it's like tshuvas Rabbeinu Sadigam. You don't know what that means? It's like tshuvas Rabbeinu Sadigam. What's the, you know this, Maisa? You do. I'll tell it to you. You do know it. Tshuvas Rabbeinu, he doesn't even explain what it means. You have to know the background. Tshuvas Rabbeinu, the Siddur Shal Shabbos brings the story. It's in other places also. Tshuvas Rabbeinu Sadigam. What's the story of Sadigam? Sadigam once came to an inn. He was traveling. And he came to some hotel, some inn. And he didn't announce that he was Sadigam. He came. And the innkeeper treated them fine. The hotel manager gave him a decent room, treated them fine, like any other, looks like a fine person, treated them well. And then he left. The Talmidim of Sadigam came afterwards, and they said, was our Rebbe here? Rebbe, who are you? Sadigam. He wasn't here. He said, they started to describe it. That was Sadigam. The hotel owner was so embarrassed that he just treated Sadigam like, again, he treated them fine. But he chases after him, he falls on his feet, he's begging Mechila. He says, you're not begging Mechila, he didn't do anything. So he says, no, Rebbe, had I known it was you, I would have treated you so much better. So Rav Sadigon's Talmidim once found him doing very intense tshuva. They said, Rebbe, what are you doing as a tshuva? It's sad that you don't have a famous. So he says, every day when I have a better understanding of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I realize that yesterday I didn't treat Hashem well. Had I known yesterday what I know today about you, I would have treated you differently. I didn't treat Hashem badly. So tshuvas ha-sadigon is the way that the Svarim referred to the tshuva of tzaddikim. The tzaddik, day comes before night. What does that mean? In terms of getting rid of the mud, he got rid of it a long time ago. There's no Svarim era is done. He's holding by the light. He's holding by ase tov. But even after he does mitzvos, he does tshuva over his mitzvos. That's what it means, the night follows the day by a tzaddik. That's why by kodshim, again, the day precedes the night. Okay? Okay. So now we still have to come back to Moshe Rabbeinu in a burning bush. So let's learn one more thing, one more idea from Sfas Emes, and then we'll be able to put it all together. You need to know one more Yisod from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes writes by Chanukah. Again, you've got to learn about fire, you've got to look in the Sfas by Chanukah. Sfas Emes writes by Chanukah, Tafresh Nun Dalid, the year Tafresh Nun Dalid. Quotes, of course, from his grandfather, the Chiddush Erim. Shebir machlokes beishamayu beishilo. Imosif aholech opochis. A machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, should a person be Mosif Aholich, that's Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or should we do like Beis Shammai, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is that machlokas? It's really a machlokas in Svar Meira versus Asay Tov. Right? So Asemes says, we know that when it comes to fire, D'yesh B'ner Inyin HaMeir V'HaSorif. A candle, a fire, has two kochos. There's what we will call a koach ha-meir, a positive illuminating quality. And there's a koach ha-sorif, and there's the ability for a candle to burn, destroy, and consume. And therefore, what does that mean? V'hu lisrof ha-psoles u'lahavir ha-pnimius eish tshuka elav yisbarach. There's destroying the negativity of my life, and then there's the illuminating the positive qualities of life. Be'sham ha-svir alahu ki mikodem tzrichin li osor meira. V'zepoches v'holech. Beis Shammai holds 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What does that mean? Sor meira, before ase tov. You got to burn up all the negativity, burn up the psoles. And Beis Hillel says there's no time for that. Beis Hillel says just increase the light, positive. Right? Beis Hillel says, Pasach Hashem ala Pesach. Yeah, we don't have time for Gittin before Kedusha. We don't have time for that. Beis Hillel says, Ha'ikr li'os moisif v'holech. And through that illuminating light, mitar gufa mavar memela psoles. By increasing the light, that's the best way to get rid of the darkness. You walk into a dark room. The tzaddikim used to say, you walk into a dark room. You could try to, how do you get rid of darkness? So you could try to scream at the darkness to go away. You could try to chase it out with sticks, right? With a baseball bat. Right? You're not going to be able to get rid of the darkness. Turn on a light, automatically the dark goes away. So the best way to fight darkness is to increase light. So that's Shitas Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, don't focus on 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You don't have to burn up the psoles. Just increase the light of Kedusha, and Mamela, negativity will be consumed. Now this, we'll just mention parenthetically, this is Bechlal, the Shita Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Arizal in the Shara Gilgulim in Hakdama Lamedalid says that Shamay Biderech Chlal is Midas Hadin and Hillel is Midas HaChesed. Hillel focuses on Midas HaChesed and Shamay focuses on Midas Hadin. That's why, for example, in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, when the convert comes to Shamay and says, teach me Kol HaTorah Kula V'Agalachas, he chases him away. Right? He tried to chase away the darkness. He beats him away. He chases him away with an Amas Habinyan, with a builder's stick. Because Shammai was in construction, was a contractor. So he chases him away. And Beis Hillel, of course, is Makari of him. He's Makari of the convert. And he teaches him, Kol HaTorah Kula V'Agalachas. So that approach of Shammai versus Hillel, right, is also built into the very fabric of the Bria. Meaning what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the Torah Bereishis, Bar Elokim. Hashem says, obviously, the Lechatchila should be what? Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Midas Hadin. Sur Mira, and then Asay Tov. When we're healthy, when we're not on the 49th level of Tumah, when we're proper Jews functioning in the right way, first get rid of your mum, first Gittin, and then Kedushin. First night, and then day. Right? First get rid of Sur Meira, and then Asay Tov. Yeah? When Hashem creates the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim. But Hashem realizes very quickly, as Rashi tells us in Bereishis Perek Aleph, that it's not going to last, it's not going to work. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mishtatev what Midas HaChesed. Which is why in this world, who do we paskin like? We pass like Beis Hillel. Because this world is Olam Chesed Yibaneh. We live the world of Beis Hillel. I was thinking this morning, when I was putting this together, just writing up my notes on this mimer from Pinchas Friedman, I was thinking, that's why. Why do we pass like Beis Hillel? What does the Gemara say? Why do we pass like Beis Hillel? They had a friendship. They had humility. And what was the expression of their humility? How did Beis Hillel express their humility?
He said Beis Shammai's opinion first.
Right. He would always analyze. He would always let Beis Shammai's opinion go first. Which is beautiful, because that's true. In the history of the world, that's true. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Beis Shammai's opinion did go first. Midas Hadin preceded the Midas HaChesed. Afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to add Yurkei Vavkei to the scene. But originally, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Kedushas Levi writes in the back, in the Likutim, that Lasid Lavo, right, we're going to pass like Beis Shammai. That's what Tzadikim say. I think maybe the earliest source is the Shlach Kadosh brings that. Rav Shechter always says, whenever he says that, he says, we pass like Beis Hillel, and people say that in the future we're going to pass like Beis Shammai. I don't know where that is, and there are sources for that, but there are sources in Sefer Chassidus, there's plenty of sources for it. That we're going to pass like Beis Shammai, Lasid Lavo. Because again, that's the ideal. That was how it's just, the ideal is Sur Meirav Asay Tov. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a very big exception for us, that what? That he allowed the possibility of Asay Tov to come first. Pasach Hashem Ala Pesach. He took us out of Mitzrayim, because there was no time. There was such negativity, there was no way to clean that up. There was just simply no time. Lo yachlu leis mamei. They simply couldn't wait. Okay? This is also the machlokas between Yaakov and Yosef in last week's parsha. Who comes first, Ephraim or Menashe? Yosef places Menashe before Ephraim. And Yaakov says, a big chiddush, see, chalas yodom, with great wisdom, he crosses his hands. And Yosef gets all confused, what's going on here? Yadati b'ni yadati. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. What was that machlokas? Menashe or Ephraim first. So again, a lot of tzaddikim explain in one basic approach. The Chiddush Arim has this. Shem Yishmuel has this. The Divrei Yecheskel, the son of the sons of Rav, Divrei Chaim's son. The Divrei Yecheskel of Shinov has this in Parshas Vayechi. The Semach Tzaddik from Vishnitz has this. The Ashtrutzer in his Torah Or has this. All the tzaddikim say the basic mahalach. And that is what? Menashe is Sur Meira. Ephraim is Asay Tov. Menashe is Yosef saying, my troubles of the past have been forgotten. Yisroel Meira. Ki Ephrani Elokim, Ephraim is being productive, is achieving, that's Asay Tov. So Yosef, Hatzadik, right, says, Menashe comes before Ephraim. And Yaakov says, no, it's not going to work like that. To clean up the mess is not always going to, there's just no time to do it. We'll never fix all the problems in the world. Just try to increase the light in your life. Beis Hillel. Ephraim before Menashe. Right. Ephraim comes before Menashe, that the Asay Tov comes before the Sur Meira. That was the big chiddush of Yaakov. You know, and that's how we live. That's what the tzaddikim say. Bizman hazeh, that's the ikar. We can't wait to perfect all of our averos until we do mitzvahs. Right. We can't follow that vart from the Zerah Kodesh. Shav mashkimei kum. We can't. Shav lecha mashkimei kum. We have to be mashkimei kum. We have to get the kum va'aseh right away. We have to try to get rid of. We have to pasken like Beis Hillel in this world. In the future, we'll pass on the Beis Shammai, but in this world, Beis Hillel. 1, 2, 3, 4, just increase the light of Kedusha in the world, and then we'll be Matzliach. Right? And to think that this is a perversion, by the way, it's not. Rav Yeshua of Belz explained the line that we say at the end, one of the songs that we sing at the end of Pesach, at the end of the Haggadah. Right? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Adir, we say, Hashem is Rachum Kahalacha. Hashem has Rachmanes Kahalacha. So Rav Shiel of Belz explained, Rav Yeshua of Belz explained, what does it mean Hashem is Rachum Kahalacha? So he said like this. What's Avram's Midah? Chesed. What's Yitzchak's Midah? Gvur, then, right? The Degel Machaneh Ephraim says in Parshas Vayera that in Shemayim, the Dayanim, the three people who sit on the base, are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Those are the three judges. He brings B'shem the Baal Shem. So let's think about this for a second. So Avram, Paskins, Avram's Chesed, he's always going to let you go. And Yitzchak, Midas Adin, says not a chance. What's Yaakov?
Teferis.
Teferis is a blend, but is it more Chesed? Is Teferis closer to Avram or closer to Yitzchak? Closer to Avram. Teferes is Rachmanis. Right? Rachmanis is a blend. Why is Rachmanis a blend? I think Rachmanis means always have mercy. That's not true. Right? When a drug addict asks to lend you money and you know he's going to spend it, or God forbid an alcoholic asks you for money, Rachmanis is saying, no, I'm not giving you money. Right? Denying him in that case is helping him. So Rachmanis is, Chesed is always giving. Chesed just gives. Rachmanis sometimes says, Rachmanis on you, I'm not going to give you money. I know you're going to spend it in a destructive way. But Rachmanis is more, Yaakov's Midah is more connected to Avraham. Right? Esav was supposed to be the one who's connected to Yitzchak. So Yaakov is a little bit more Teferis, it's a little bit more inclined towards Avraham than it is towards Yitzchak. So we say, in Ad Yehu, we say, Hashem is Rachum Kehalacha. What do you mean Kehalacha? The halacha is Acher Rabim Lahatos. So you look at the Beis Din and Shemayim, and Avraham says, innocent. And Yitzchak says, guilty. And Yaakov says, I'll tilt the scales. Halacha kedivrei hamachria. Yaakov is the one who has the final say. I think Mar says in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel, Halacha kedivrei hamachria. And Yaakov tips the scale. Acher rab lahatos. So we say, Hashem, rachum kalacha. We're not asking for anything crazy. It's the halacha. Rachum kalacha. That's the halacha. Acher rab lahatos. Okay? So now, back to the Sfasemis' fire. So the Sfasemis says, so again, so there's an Eish HaMeir, there's a Koach HaMeir, and the Koach HaSorif. Shabbos versus the days of the week. Which is which? So as Emes adds, he adds on to his, and he quotes, again, this is Yaakov, this is Menashe versus Ephraim, the machlok is between Yaakov and Yosef. And then the Sfas Emes adds to what his grandfather said, to what the Chedushim said, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, Ki b'yamei ha-maisa, during the days of the week, during the days of Chol, it's Ma'or Ha'esh, again, a fire that consumes, Sor Meira, when you go to work and during the week, right, to not look at your pretty secretary, and to not steal money in your business, and to not, right? It's all defense. It's a lot of defense. And then you come to Shabbos, now it's offense. Davening, learning, you know, Kedusha, right? So during the 6 days of the week, it's Ma'or Ha'esh, right? The fire of the 6 days of the week is a consuming fire. It's a Beis Shammai type of fire. Shabbos is Ma'orei Or, right? It's interesting. This is part of the Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. What's the bracha by Havdalah? What do we say? We pass like Beis Hillel. We say borei, ma'orei, ha'esh. Interesting. Ma'orei ha'esh is a mix. Right? It's either ma'or ha'esh during the week or ma'orei or of Shabbos. So when we say borei, ma'orei ha'esh, what we're saying in Abdullah is that we're transitioning from the world of ma'orei or to ma'or esh.
What did Beis Shammai want to say?
Beis Shammai wanted to say, what is it in the Mishnah Brachos? What was Beis Shammai's bracha for Abdullah? Ma'or ha'ish. Beis Hill was Ma'or ha'ish, which again is explaining in Pnimius is that blend, is the blend of the two. That on Shabbos, and that's why Shabbos is a taste, he says Shabbos is a taste of the Or HaGanuz. Shabbos is a holy light, not a consuming light. Right? Like the light that burned the snev, ha'snei nenuka. Okay, so chavar, so now we've made it, Baruch Hashem, to the punchline. Here we go. Here's the punchline. We started off by asking Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at the snev, ha'snei nenuka. What does that mean? What type of fire is consuming this now or not consuming this now? It's an Asei Tov fire, right? It's an illuminating fire. It's an Eish Shamala. It's not a consuming fire. So Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the Sneh and he says, whoa, what's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu is Kadshin. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Sur Meirah has to come before Asei Tov. What is this image? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, nope. I'm showing you that in the case of the redemption of Klal Yisrael, Asei Tov is coming first. a fire that doesn't consume, right? A holy fire. Naseh Tov fire is going to come first. Pasach Hashem ala Pesach. Kaddish before Orchatz. Moshe Rabbeinu, we're doing things a little bit differently. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman says, a Guvaldi Chiddush. Who took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. Why? Because he held like Yosef. Yosef held Menashe before Ephraim. So Moshe, being the tzaddik, says, I can take the bones of Yosef. But Klai Yisrael paskin like Yaakov. Klai Yisrael were paskin like Yaakov. So now let's put it back together, because we didn't tie in what? We didn't tie in the story of the Rapshitzer and the B'nai Yisrael. So look at the Pesukim. It's Gevaldik. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe looks at the Sneh, and he's intrigued by the Sneh. I'll add my own little bit. Moshe sees the Sneh. What does he see? He sees Labas Eish B'soch HaSneh, V'yar V'nei HaSneh Bo'er B'Eish V'Sneh Nenu Ukal. V'yom Moshe Asura Navera Esamare HaGodol HaZeh. So I'll add, so Rav Pinchas Friedman's explaining so beautifully, why does he call it a Mara HaGadol? Why is it called a Mara HaGadol? Say better. Lacha Hashem, HaGedula, HaGevura, Teferes. What's Gedula? Gedula is a code word for Chesed. So Moshe says, well, what's going on here? Right? This is a Mara HaGadol. It's an Eish of Chesed. It's an Eish of Beis Hillel. Mm-hmm. Where's the Beis Shammai? Where's the Eish Sorif? Hashem, you want me to code Pekadati as B'nai Yisrael? What are you talking about? Where's the Sor Meirah? It's a Marah Gadol. It's very strange. Why is there a Chesed that comes before a Din? Right? How is there a Yud Kei Vav Kei that comes before a Elokim? B'reish the Bar Elokim. Midas HaDin. That's how Hashem wants the world to run. Creation of Klai Yisrael has the parallel creation of the world. Midas HaDin. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Tikrov Halom, Shal Na'alecha Mi'araglecha. Moshe, you have to understand, you're a tzaddik. And a tzaddik has the ability, nechisha, akitza, lechisha. You can become an angry manig and say, Klai Yisrael, you're on such a low level. Look at you bums. Hashem had to cheat for you. He had to do asay tov before Sor Meirah. Hashem says to Moshe, Shal na'alecha mi'araglecha. Be careful with my Klai Yisrael. Realize where you're standing. Where is Moshe standing? Targum Yonasan ben Uziel points out, you know where Moshe is standing? He's on Har Choriv. He's at the place of Kabbalah Satara. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Va'amar lo sikrav halcha, Shalof Seinach Me'al Raglach, take your shoes off. Arum Asra De'ant Ko'im Aloi, the place that you're standing upon. Asar Kaddish is a holy place. Okay, so far that just sounds like a Targum translation. Why is it a holy place? It's a holy place. Va'aloi Ant Osid Lekabola O'Raisa Limalafa Yosel of Ne'Yisrael. Because this is the place where you're going to transmit the Torah to Klai Yisrael. What happens over the course of Svira? Svira is Sor Meirah. The Jews, they didn't cheat completely. They had Asay Tov first, and then they went back to Sor Meirah. Hashem rushed them out of Mitzrayim, Mitzvos Pesach, Mitzvos Mila, jump out of Mitzrayim, and then what? And then they spent 7 weeks, step by step, refining themselves. Sor Meirah, 49 levels of Tumah, 7 weeks, 49 days to get to Kabbalah Satara. But Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think that everyone's on your level. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. Moshe, you could take the bones of Yosef. But with Klal Yisrael, right? Hashem is saying to Moshe, but the Bnei Yisrael said to the Rapshitzer, Shal na'alecha me'araglecha. You got to go easy on these people. They've been through a lot. They've been through a lot of trauma. They're suffering. Have rachmanis. Realize that, yes, these lowly Jews who don't know how to do alechad chila, sor me'ra before an aseh tov, are going to come to this exact spot, and they're going to be makabal the Torah. And you're going to be the one to give it to the Moshe Rabbeinu. But you have to have the right approach. A mani Yisrael has to understand the people, has to understand the troubles and the suffering and the hardship of the people. And you have to know what's shayach for each generation. That's what Yaakov said to Yosef. Yadati b'ni yadati. Yosef, I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, Menashe, before Ephraim. But I know something more. I know a secret. Yaakov looked to the end of days. He saw us and he said, if I try to tell Jews in Tavshin Ayin Ches, the year of Pekot Pekadati, to clean up the mess of the world before they do mitzvos, we will never do a single mitzvah in our life. There's too much negativity. We can't fight negativity all day. The way is to be Beis Hillel, Mosif Olich, to increase the light. That we should be able to create a Ma'or Re'or as opposed to just a Ma'or Ha'ish. Not just a consuming fire, but a holy fire. And I'll just end by adding one other little Ha'ara. I think you could say this is the Pshat. When we say in Kedusha, right? Lashon Hein Ga'alti Aschem Achris Kereshis. So first of all, you could say, at one level, you could say, Hein Ga'alti Aschem Achris Kereshis, just like the original Ge'ula, was what was Asay Tov before Sor Meirah. So too, the last Geula is also going to be the same way. Hashem also, in the end of days, this is definitely what Tzaddikim say is the Avodah today, to try to focus on us, not to Chas V'Shalom ignore our Averos. but to focus primarily on the positivity and increasing the positive or meyer, as opposed to focusing on the eish sorif. But I think you can say better than that. Hengaalti aschem achris kereishis. How do you learn it? Hengaalti. How did I redeem you? Because I allowed the achris to be racious. I let the aser tov come before the sor meira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to know sometimes, sichel es yadav, you have to know how to cross your hands. You have to know how to see things, you know, olam hafuch ra'isi, right? Like the Gemara Amsachim Daf Nun. It's an upside down world. It doesn't just mean that this world is upside down from the olam ha'emes. It means sometimes you have to see things, the tzaddik has the ability to see things in a backwards way, which again, you might say, well, what are you doing? Right? Yadati b'ni yadati. The tzaddik says, you can say, I know, we know what we're doing. That there is a way, through the hislavis of positive light, to drive away all the negativity. And that's why Hashem Dafka had to present this image to Moshe Rabbeinu. As he's becoming the manig, and as he's taking Klal Yisrael out, Shal na'alecha, take off the nechisha, the akitza, the lechisha, don't be so tough on Klal Yisrael, have rachmaras on Klal Yisrael, realize you're standing on Arbas Kodesh, that yes, these lowly Jews are zoche to what? To Kabbalah Satorah. And to ourselves we say that us lowly Jews, with a lot of help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be zoche tzid gula, v'mehera b'yameinu amen. Shkayach. Valdi peace, no? Beautiful. Yeah.
Who is it who said that the three judges in Shemayim would be
others? The Degel Machane Ephraim, Parshas Vayera, from the Baal Shem Tov, grandson of the Baal Shem Tov.